Kabbalah graphically demonstrates this through the idea of the tree of life. The tree of life, as many have seen in drawings, is composed of 10 sefirot, or emanations, of the divine. But that simple flat drawing on a page is only the archetype of the way Kabbalah views the tree of life. For within each one of those sefirot is yet another tree of life. So there are 10 within the one. And within each one of those is yet another 10. Going all the way down like a continuous reflection of mirrors, 10 within 10 within 10 within 10, and stretching outward, the entire tree of life can be viewed as only one sphera of a much larger tree, and yet a larger one and a larger one, spreading upward and downward and left and right and forward and back and in and out. This tree of life multiplies and multiplies 10 to the unknown power of interconnected spirot or emanations of the divine. Each one of these is an archetype. It may be representing in its pure form loving kindness or strength or wisdom, understanding, beauty, or empathy. It may be a combination of these primordial energies or a multiplicity of combinations. So we have these emanations within emanations and around emanations in all directions, going inward, outward, up, down, left, right, forward, and back. Each of these is represented as a spark of the divine. Each is connected to every other through the medium of awareness. And this entire creation is constantly unfolding from moment to moment with the basic 10 primordial sparks interconnected with each other by 22 lines of force that we can see represented graphically in the tree of life. Each of these 22 lines of force is represented by one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And the sefirot, or these emanations, each is represented by one of the 10 vowels. When we put it all together, the Kabbalah refers to this as 22 plus 10, the 32 paths of wisdom. These 32 paths represent the template of creation for the Kabbalist, and everything we see or hear or touch or feel fits into this template in some way.